This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say. That's what people say. I go on too many dates, but I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say.
We go from Frankie Avalon and the number one hit in 1959. To the number one hit of 2014 from Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. Number one of this day on the singles chart in the U.S. Four years ago already for Shake It Off from Taylor Swift. Number one of this day. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for being with us. On the phone lines joining us now, Michael J. Dougherty. You can find him on Twitter at DoughertyMJ, and also MichaelJDougherty.com, Director of National Cybersecurity Society, Board Member NetShield Corporation. And at this very moment, I'm told he's joining us live from London. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. It's noontime there, no?
Yeah, it's just, it's 11:30 in the morning.
Is it a work trip, pleasure trip? What you doing out there?
Yeah, I'm at the British Museum, the SINET UK, which is the information network. So it's all about UK regulation. And it's a pretty international crowd, so it's a blast. And I've been here 3 days.
Fantastic. So, I think everyone who is joining us today is going to get a similar question, and that is, boy, the Brett Kavanaugh vote in the Judicial Committee postponed now till next week. We're going to hear from Judge Kavanaugh and his accuser on Monday. What do you see happening here? What's your interpretation?
Well, this is just another all-time low. It surprises no one that we're going to go on a smear tactic with no due process and no time. So all the left is trying to do is a desperate Hail Mary pass, and we'll see if... if the Republicans get close to him, because he would push back and fight back and not take this. And if the Republicans enable this and don't just grill her under oath and put her right on the spot, this woman has a very checkered background, a lot of personal reasons to be mad at him, a lot of reason to be a tool and a pawn. And this is an echo chamber of people on the left that think that anything is correct as long as they're right. Like, don't matter. The process doesn't matter. And so, just to come after someone like this, you know, where was she when he was going to the appeals court? Was that okay? It's not like this guy's not incredible. No. You know, see if the Republicans get it or not. Because the Democrats always feel like they can control the narrative, control the media, control the show, and are never held accountable. And this is just a new all-time low.
And you mentioned the appeals court thing, Michael. I made a point yesterday. I mean, I guess we'll see how this plays out. But if Democrats in the Senate and just, Democrats overall believe the accuser here, then... Are they going to push to have Judge Kavanaugh removed from his current position? If they believe the accusations, then, Supreme Court's not appropriate, but why would his current position be appropriate?
Well, the other side of the coin is that no one on the left pays attention past a tweet, and so they'll forget it. There's no recognition of their hypocrisy. I mean, look at the people that have much more recent proven violations, and they don't even look into them. Don't even touch them. So this is the politics of personal distrust.
Do we lose Michael? It didn't sound promising. Yeah, I think we've lost Michael. So a little rough connection there over in London. So we'll see if... back. Michael, you back?
I'm back. Sorry, okay. I don't know what happened there. I'll blame it on British Telecom.
That'll work.
So anyway, what I was saying was it's a politics of destruction, and it's never okay. And, if we don't put our foot down on this, it will continue and get worse because they have no boundaries. So we really have to put our foot down on this. It's a critical, critical time. You can't play the game like this. And there's more nominees coming. I mean, this is how we lose good people in public service, when you get to lose all rights due process, and you get to be
right.
just guilty till proven innocent. It's such an extreme.
And, you know, the Democrats literally are saying, I think Joe Biden, I read yesterday, and others are, you know, believe the woman in all circumstances. And then, look, if an accusation is made, I'm open to hearing the facts. I'm open to hearing the arguments. But believing a woman at face value every single time means that you are guilty until proven innocent.
Well, truth doesn't matter. See, so you're thinking logically and you're thinking ethically. And to understand them, you have to kill both of those. This is about, they know that their base has no attention span, that they will absolutely people will justify anything to keep their political beliefs intact on the left. There is no change in growth. If they don't believe this type of paranoia talk, then everything falls. And they're at a desperate level here. They really are at a desperate level because Trump has won. I'm in England right now, and as much as they huff and puff, the people that wanted to leave on Brexit are still where they were.
Mm-hmm.
It's a anxiety attack of losing power because these parlor tricks have worked for decades. And we know things are not better. So they're starting to lose their grip. And these people are desperate. And this is what happens when you're in a Hail Mary pass. I mean, where was she during the hearings? I mean, but again, their base and the media isn't going to pay attention to that. They're going to validate this by not even asking those questions.
Michael J. Dougherty with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Found at michaeljdougherty.com. Got about 90 seconds left here, Michael, and I know, you know, cyber, of course, is your bag, baby, as Austin Powers would say. People have seen this leaked Google video, Google leaders talking about the presidential election just after it happened. What do we make of what we see?
No surprise. You have a culture of leftist people that are out of touch. They're incredibly out of touch. They're in their own echo chamber. And that's fine, except they have a lot of power because all these organizations that now control really our communications platform in a non-government setting have a real big political agenda that can be very extreme. And so we should be concerned because the culture of that agenda and the policy of the company is very far left. And they know, again, when you're on an extreme, you think lying and deception is part of the game. And so you have to watch what they do and not listen to what they say. That's why that video is so telling. I mean, you know, breaking down in tears because Trump won and being so confused. And can you imagine getting up at work and being allowed to do that? Could you imagine? I mean, it's beyond my comprehension in the everyday experience of most Americans.
And again, the tacit acknowledgement that no one thought there was a problem, that everyone in that room would agree with what was being said at the front. There'd be no pushback. There'd be no complaints at all. It tells you a lot about the culture, I suppose. Michael J. Dougherty.
Yeah, and it tells you how little diversity they have when they're screaming diversity.
Yeah. Michael Dougherty, thank you so much for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate it.
All right, good being with you. Thank you.
And have a good time in London. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. Scott Bertram in for Steve. John Lott next on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is on the job every day fighting to deliver powerful business advocacy and political action vital to the success of Michigan businesses. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce is working to make Michigan the best state in the country to live, work, raise a family, or build a business by strengthening communities and improving our quality of life. We work to improve workforce readiness and build the entrepreneurial spirit that has powered and defined Michigan for decades. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, on the job every day fighting for Michigan's future. MIChamber.com.
nothing is more important than clean drinking water in your home. That has never been more true than it is today. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company since 1947. The one you can trust for pure water and peace of mind. With two locations, Wolverine Water Systems are made right here in Michigan and delivered statewide for your convenience. Don't wait another minute. Have your water tested to make sure you and your family are getting pure Wolverine water. You can get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com. That's right, a free water test today. Just go to WolverineWaterSystems.com.
I didn't think drugs were a big deal until I did it more and more. I didn't care about school, lost friends, got kicked off the team. I got busted and got rejected by the college of my dreams. My life fell apart. Don't let my story be yours. Don't do drugs.
Get the facts at michigan.gov/drug-free. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Your life can change a lot in 2 years.
Grandma!
Oh, my. Look how big you are.
And you do what you can to keep up.
Okay, Robert, let's get your blood pressure.
But did you know the environment in your home changes too? That's why it's important to check for radon every 2 years. A silent, deadly gas that occurs naturally in the soil. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer among adults. So even if you've checked your home before, it's best to check again. Visit DEQRadon.com to learn how to test. This message, sponsored by the MAB and the Michigan Department.